My name is Carol Riggs. I'm a Houston attorney, and I was a graduate student the summer of the tower shooting. I had heard what I thought were gunshots, and then as I looked out the window, a woman was walking up the steps, and as she got half of her torso above the last step level, she was shot, and she flew backwards. And then somebody who was below her on the steps, I could see them reach up and grab her and pull her down. I worked at the admissions office on the first floor of the main building. And I went out and stood there among all my colleagues and said, "Don't go outside. Someone's shooting people." It was just hard. It was so hard to get it out, but I had to. Right beside the main building, there was a school for deaf children. And the cars are all lined up to pick up the children, and the teachers were ushering them out to the cars, and we were in the building, and we couldn't call out to them and say, you know, go back inside. I don't think anybody was shot on that side of the building, but it was pretty horrifying. One of the men in the admissions office was on the phone with his wife, and he got her to put the radio up against the speaker on the phone. And we kind of kept up with what was going on through that telephone. All the colleagues in my office, well, we didn't know what to do because the stairwell to the tower opened into our office. And there was nothing we had that we could move up against that door, and it was just a glass door. We all knew that whoever it was, if they wanted to come down the stairwell, they had to come out into our office. And it was kind of like a feeling that a rabid dog would come after you, and you couldn't dissuade or rationalize his, you know, activities. He was going to do whatever he wanted to do. There were so many gunshots, it was hard to tell whether it was one or more shooters. All kinds of police and other people were shooting at him, and it was just like a world war going on outside our windows. We all went out into the hallway by the elevator, and they began to bring down the bodies. And it was almost like watching a movie. It was hard to believe that those were really human beings that had been destroyed by somebody. Things were very subdued. People walked around very quietly. But gradually, as the summer passed, we, you know, went back to work on our regular schedules. And I don't recall anybody that I knew having, you know, some sort of terrible problem with it. Actually, the next spring, I was finishing my graduate work, and my husband was in law school, and so we parked at the law school parking lot, and then I would walk on over to the graduate school. And I was 8.5 months pregnant, and I was walking up the hill toward the school, and I heard this incredible cannon go off. I mean, it sounded like an elephant gun. And everybody else around me just kept walking, and I thought, well, but that's what they did on August the 1st, too. So I said, I'm not going to lose my life over this. And I got down on the ground and crawled underneath the car. And the cannon kept going off, and everybody kept walking by me. And it turned out that it was a fraternity celebrating Independence Day. And they did that every year by shooting this cannon. Just for me personally, the most bizarre part of it was when I stepped into that office and told 20-something people that they couldn't go outside because people were being shot. They all looked at me like, well, Miss Drama Queen's really done it this time. Everybody was just stunned. I mean, the whole world was stunned.